We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 15 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Amar Rav Yosef. We are continuing a little bit the sugya of Nirim Mechuz Hashav Vafnim, and other topics regarding Alachi. Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Yishmi'eli Hashmaitza. Rav Yosef said, I never heard this memra of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Rav Huna said before, we had Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Nirim Mechutz, if a lechi is only noticeable on the outside, v'shav v'fnim nidim shem lechi, he holds it is a good lechi, even though it's not noticeable from the inside, only from the outside. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard this member of Rav Bar Rav Huna. I never heard it from Rav Huna. I never heard it from his father, because his father was his Rebbe also. I said, I never heard that member. I never heard about that. That's nidim shem lechi. Omle Abaya said, at Amris Nalon, you told us, we know Kiyadua Rav Yosef got sick, it got as part of his learning. So Abaya said, reminded him, at Amris Nalon, you told us, Vahon Amris Nalon, and you told us on this, you told us regarding this memra. Domi Rami Ba Abba Amarav, Domarav Abba Amarav Huna, Lechi Amoshechim Dofrei Shal Mavoy, a Lechi that is jutting out of a Dofrei of a Mavoy. We're talking about a Mavoy is shaped like a Ches, shaped like a U, and out of one of the sides, a lechi is coming out, sticking out, you know, to like the length of the walls of the mavi. So the lechi is that lechi hamayishich depends. If it's pachas dalad amis, if it's less than dalad amis, nidam mishum lechi. If it's less than 4 amis long, so then it could be a lechi. Umishtamish mchudei aprimi, and you could be mishtamish. You could, you know, carry there. You could carry in the mavi from the inside border of that lechi. Dalad amos, if the length of this lechi is dalad amos, nidum mishum mavui, then it has din of a mavui, because it's the length of a kashrus of a mavui, and it's not a good lechi, but also stamish bekula, you can't mishtamish in the mavui at all, because you don't have any lechi, because a lechi that's 4 amos long is possible. But that was the memra of Rami Bar Abba, from Shem Rav Huna, which is Shem Rav Huna, which is the Rebbe. At Amos Allah and Law, and Abai tells the Rebbe, you told us on this memra, on this memra of Huna, Shema Mino Tlas. You see three things. First of all, Shema Mino Ben Lechiyayim Aser. The first thing you see is that Kenegata Lechi is Aser. Why? Because it says when Lechi is less than Dalad Amos, you only can mishtamish mchudei apanimi. You can't mishtamish keneged the lechi. You can't carry keneged the lechi only from the inside border of the lechi. So you see, Ben Lechiyayim Aser, and even though you can't mishtamish keneged the lechi. Now, the Rishonim have a kasha here, that what's the raya, the whole Ben Lechiyayim Aser? Here, maybe it's worse, because here you don't have mechitzas keneged it. Because pashas, you're looking at this mavi like a ches, and jutting out of one side of the ches is the lechi. But on the other side, it doesn't have a wall. So if it doesn't have a wall, there's no tzadik mishtamish connected. It's only talking, all tzadik mishtamish connected to lechi is only inside a mavi. But outside a mavi, maybe not. So the answer must be that the wall on the side was taka length, was also, the other wall was matching the length of this lechi. So then you see, ben lechiyayim is also. B'shmamina, another shmamina you see from here is, meshach mavi baba amis. You see that the length of a mavi is 4 amis and not 4 tvachim. And a third shmamina, nirim mechutz v'sham afnim din mishum lechi. Here also, from the inside of the mavi, it looks like the one long wall. Only from the outside you can tell it's a lechi, and still it's a good lechi. So you see, nidim mishum lechi. This is like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said over that nirim mechutz is a lechi. So Zokta Gemara, what's the halacha l'maisa? V'hilkasa, nir v'chos shofnim din nimishum lechi. The halacha l'maisa is that nir v'chos shofnim is called a lechi. So afraid the Gemara, t'yufta v'hilkasa, we just finished on yesterday's shir, yesterday's daf, that there's a kasha from the case of chatzah ketana, shenifetz l'gedayla. And that we see from that case that we hold that nir v'chos shofnim is not a lechi. So you have t'yufta, you say hilkasa. So Gemara in, v'shem t'oni rav chiyah kawaseh. L'maisa is a brisa rav chiyah. That's Vavuya Nira Vachutz is good, that even though the lechi is only noticeable from the outside, it's still a kosher lechi. And we paskin like the Braisa of Rav Chiya and like this Memra of Rav Huna. One more question I just want to mention, that the Shema on the Shmamini of Ben Lechiyayim also, we said even here that Ben Lechiyayim is also. L'chari, you can ask that, who are you trying to say? We're trying to say it's like Abaya and Rav Chista, not like Rava, who Rava is the one who holds the Ben Lechiyayim is Mutter. So you can ask the Chayyur, I didn't find this kash anywhere, but you can ask that the Ben Lechiyayim, even according to Rava, it's more than 4 tefachim, which is not a makam tour. You also can't mishtamish connect it. So really, everyone agrees to that. Here's what it says: Pachas v'dal ramis, it's a mishdamish kinei chudi apnimin. Yeah, because Pachas v'dal ramis is more than four tvachim. So you have to say it was mashma from this memra that any time it's less than dal ramis, even less than four tvachim, it still can't be mishdamish. That's why it's the right, not like Rava. That's you have to speak out l'chayra. But kaponim. That's these three shvaminos you see from the memra of Huna. We pass ketak and nir mechutz v'shavu v'nim is a good lechi. Now the Gemara has to turn its attention to the next part of the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah that if a doorway is wider than 10 amos, you have to make it smaller. In order to be machshir the movi with a lechi, the doorway can't be wider than 10 amos. And we saw in the Gemara on Daf Beis from Rav, they learned it out of the Pesach of the Heichel, which was 20 amos high and 10 amos wide, so it can't be more than 10 amos wide. And the Gemara there said that Rav said that Mei Rav Huya learns that from Ulam. Ulam is a 20 by a 40. So it would sound like there that according to Rav Yehuda, you get up to 20. And the Gemara said, our Mishnah says, doesn't have any Chalkim in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, the Braisa has that Rav Yehuda, Taka argues, that you could have wider than 10. And right now, the Gemara is bringing down that Braisa. V'arochav me'esi yamayit. Omar Abaye, Tani will enter the Braisa. V'arochav me'esi yamayit. If the doorway of a Mavi is wider than 10 amos, you have to make it smaller in order to be machshir with the lechi. Rav Yehuda Eime, ain't it tzarech lemayit. You don't have to make it smaller. It could be 10 amos wide. V'ad kama, how big could it be? What's the maximum it could be in the width? Sovar of Achi, kameid Rav Yosef lemeimar. Rav Achi, before Rav Yosef, thought maybe to say that only ad shlosh esrei amos v'shlish. Only tall 13 amos and a third, that's the biggest it could be. What's the pshat? Because we are kavachayim pasi b'rois. We kavachayim pasi b'rois. What's the halacha pasi b'rois? Pasi b'rois is a halacha brought down at the beginning of the second parak that when the oil regal were going up to the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tif, so they had a few week walk, and sometimes they had to drink on the way, even on Shabbos. And the problem was that the bar, like a well, is Rosh Hashanah, and they were Rosh Hashanah. So how could the animals and the people drink from the well? It's a shaila of Eitzah. So the Masakin, the Ilana makes them called Pasi B'Rois. It's these little corner walls that are shaped like an L. You put it on each corner, and it's only one Amma by one Amma. And that will be Machshir, the whole area to Rosh Hashanah. If each corner has one of these L called Pasi B'Rois, one of these L walls called Pasi B'Rois, it helps. Pasi is Lashon of Pasi, a wall, and B'Rois is a bar. But the halacha is, machlokes in the Mishnah there, how wide could you have between the walls, basically, the L's? How much space could you have in between? So Rav Yehuda's shita over there is that you could have 13 and a third amos. Why? Because he says you can have enough room to fit two sets of four bakar in this opening between. Two yokes. Of four cows, let's say, can be fit in between these two Pasi B'Rois. Each cow is wide, one amma and two-thirds amma. So altogether you get eight times one and two-thirds. Eight times one and two-thirds is eight times one is eight. Eight times two-thirds is 16 over three, which is basically five and a third. Five and a third plus eight is 13 and a third. So therefore we have 13 ammas and a third amma is the width between Pasi B'Rois, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So remember in Kavachayim, Pasi B'Rois. Ma Pasi B'Rois, Shehutarta Behem Paros Ruvayimed, the special het to Pasi B'Rois, even though most of the wall is open, it's only closed up on the corners, we still makel, and we say that it's a good wall. Still there, we so make a lehetirus about yisim shloish esrei amos shlish. Still, you were in matter more than 13 amos and a third. Mavui shloish tarta by paras meruba. I mean by mavui that you were in matter a paras meruba. So the ain't eventually tarta by yisim shloish esrei amos shlish. You don't have a shakula there. You more machmer by mavui. So of course it can't be wider than 13 amos and a shlish. So Gemara says back, no, I don't understand the kavachayim. Vehina nisanas. Maybe he said opposite. That pasi beroyis. By Pasbara, since we were makel so stark, we were very strongly makel there, we were very lenient there by allowing Parat Ruh Alaymed. So there, so we don't let the opening be, since it's a Parat Ruh, it's mostly open. So we're not going to let more than 13 amas and a third. Mavi, it has to be completely closed, mostly closed, it has to be Aymed Ruh Alaparat. So Tata parts real Amos. Tata, yes, we can go on a slush. Maybe they will land more than 13 Amos and a third. Or you could say Namli Idach Gisa. You could say the opposite. Maybe even 13 Amos and a third shouldn't be allowed by Mavi. Why? Because passive arroyo is that Kilo Bechad Kula, we will make a one Kula for the Ila Regalim, Ekaba Kula Achrina. Mavi, but a Mavi, Klal Kaloi, we shouldn't have any type of Kula. Maybe it shouldn't even be more than 10 Amos. So therefore, you can't learn out from passive rise. That's what the Tosfos of Ben Parrot speaks out there. Lamaise, therefore, you can't learn out passive rise. You have to find somewhere else to learn out. And the Gemara doesn't tell us what's the shear that's more than Eser. So you could have said, it's 20 Amos, like the Limud from Ulam. It's Kedai to look at a Tosfos that Beis on a Beis. Tosfos that Beis on a Beis, on the bottom of Beis on a Beis, Divra Mascha Oma Abaya, and says, let's read the Tosfos. It says Mashma v'lo'olam v'pesach ulam gomer. The Rav Yehuda learns about Pesach ulam u'machshir, and Rav Yehuda's machshir had rachav chav to why 20 amos. And Tosfos says v'kasha l'kamon omar l'machshir Rav Yehuda adim yom shlish. And Frank Tosfos, what do you mean? Heck, he says up to 20 amos is good. The Gemara later on says our Gemara 13 amos and a third. So Zot Rav Kiva Eger, Rav Kiva Eger on Gilyon Hashas on that Tosfos right there. You look at the Kiva Eger, says lo yedati she also be kusha. I don't understand what Tosfos made a kasha out of this. Venichu be kusha, they stayed shver. Hazel inisham mishnah. It's not a mishnah there. A brisa. Rak the Rav Achi sova loymekin. Rav Achi thought to say 13 and a third amos. Ve ridaicha. And so Rav Yosef was daichet. He said it's not even true, the whole thing. He said it wasn't even true. And Rav Yosef was daichet. So what do you want from that? V'hiyanis senes. V'mekin yeshlema da bayisava k'rav Yosef. And you have 20 amos wise. That's why it blives shver there on that Tosfos, which Tosfos is naming on. The Ar Gemara is maskana, 13 amos and a third. And there, Rav Kiva is asking, what do you mean? Ar Gemara blives that there is no shear whatsoever. Zot the Gemara vayit. Now, if you have something that's wider than 10 amos, what should you do? Tani Levi. Mavi shurach of Esrim amos. You have a Mavi that was wide 20 amos. You have to be made the Mavi. Noyetz kana, you can stick a stick bam susai in the middle of the doorway, vidaya, and that's enough. That's enough. You put that kana in the middle of the doorway, and that's enough. Just make it turn it into two doorways of 10. And that should be enough, because now it's only 10 amos. Hu tani la, Levi brought down this braisa. We don't pass like this mishnah. And why not? So Rashi explains, because there's an idea called osi avir de haigisa, or the haigisa vat de lelekana. There's an idea that there's a lot of airspace on each side of the pole, that's more than, each side is more than the pole, it's mevatel and nulls that wall, that little kana. Because on both sides, so much air, we look at it, it's not here. It's called osi avir de haigisa, the air on this side, air space on this side, the haigisa on this side, mevatel lekana, it's vatel lekana. Therefore, it does not help putting a kana right in the middle of it. Ikad yam yam shmuel shmeid levi, ein halacha kaisa mishnah. The first gear said, same thing. The first gear says that Levi himself said in Elacha. Ikadarmi Omar Shmuel Mishmer Levi, Shmuel Sevshin Levi, the Elacha is Mishmer Pasach Mishnah. Elahechi Ovid, it's what you do. You have something that's 20 amas wide. What's the Eitzah? What Eitzah do you have? Omar Shmuel Mishmer Levi, Shmuel Sevshin Levi, the Eitzah is like this. Top of Yoram Abbas. The Eitzah is like this. Oise Paskevoya Asara. You make a wall that's, the height is 10 Tvachim, Bemeshach Arba Amas. And the length going into the Mavui is 4 amos. Umamidai la'arkai shal Mavui. And you stand it, you put it through the la'arach of the Mavui, through the length of the Mavui. That's what you put it towards the length of the Mavui. And this way, you're splitting up the Mavui, making it into 2 Mavui. It becomes 2 Mavui's. I can ask you what I'm to Asi Avira. So, the Rashba speaks out that since it's the wall of a Mavi, you don't Osei Avira on that. And basically, really, the pshat you would explain it is like this, that Osei Avira is only if it's going that way. Here, we're looking at, you don't look at the ear that's to the width of the Mavi. It's not going to vavatel a wall that's going to the length of the Mavi. That's not going to vavatel, it's not going in the same direction, therefore there's no Osei Avira there. Come on, no Osei Avira there. And therefore, you make this Paskevoya Asara, and that splits up the Mavi. Tosfos actually asked that should be a mavi akum, because the halacha is we had before that a mavi shaped like a ches and there's two doors open to shirabim. It's a mavi akum. It might need a tour of Pesach. So Tosfos, if you look at Tosfos, there maschal oisa on the top of the amid, But at the beginning of the wide, the narrow line, it says, Ritzva Pirish, the Hakka fill be Yasim Esalim, Mikrim of Foolish. It's not going to be foolish as a Mavi Akim, even though the back, in the back it's more than 10 Amas open. The Kivan Shneya Psachim Shiram Echas, it's all one Shirabim, but Ayim Pesach Zeh, you're not going to go, it's all the same place. That's not called a Mavi Akim, that's a Foolish, and therefore it's not a problem. Like upon him, the first Eitzah of Shmuel was straight to Levi is, you put, make a pas gavoy asar meshach ava amas, and that will split up the mavi into two, and now you don't have a 20 amma wide mavu, you only have a 10 amas and a 10 amas, and it's good.